Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council was recently awarded a grant from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, passed through the Alaska Department of Military and Veterans Affairs, to update the city's emergency operations plan. A previous ordinance was enacted which accepts and appropriates funds to accomplish this update. Kenai Fire Chief Tony Pryor says that revisions of longstanding city plans were needed to accommodate current disaster mitigation, response, and recovery planning requirements and community response resources.
Together, we kind of worked on taking each section, seeing what information had changed locally and nationally, and plugging it in there, and seeing companies, local information, things that have changed. There's a lot has changed since 2006, even locally in our city, as well as making sure that our plan meets the borough's plan, meets the state plan, so that when we have an emergency or declare a disaster, that we're following along with what we need to recoup some federal funds.
This emergency plan describes the system that will be used to manage the mitigation of, preparation for, response to, and recovery from natural and human-caused disaster emergencies.
Basically, the federal government will pay 75% of it, so the state or the local community is responsible for the 25%. So what funds do we set aside as a city to have ready in case there's an emergency? As happened with the COVID, we were able to appropriate funds rather quickly in the event of an emergency, but yet in March of 2022, FEMA requested that a revision be made on how the cost allocations are sent based on what the state does, the income that the state has coming in.
The updated version has been completed and approved by the Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management after review from the State Emergency Response Commission All Hazards Review Committee. Alaska's primary and special general election is Tuesday, August 16th. Governor, Lieutenant Governor, United States Representative, United States Senator, State Senator, and State Representative all are appearing on the regular primary ballot, where there also will be a special general election on the backside of the ballot to vote in through ranked choice voting who will be elected to fill the remainder of the late Congressman Don Young's term, which ends January 2023. Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer and Alaska Division of Elections Director Gail Fanoumiai held a media availability through Zoom to answer questions people have about the upcoming regular primary and special general election. Meyer said,
again, this election is unique in the sense that we both have the special general where people are going to rank the candidates. And then on the other side of the ballot will be the regular primary election. And even that's a little different because in the past, people would have to ask either for the Democrat ballot or the Republican ballot in the primary. Now there's just going to be one ballot and people will pick one person. And then, of course, the top four then will go on to the general.
Meyer requested individuals who have ordered an absentee ballot to fill it out as soon as you can and turn it in, saying that the elections held Tuesday are not a vote-by-mail election, unlike the one held earlier this year. On election security, Meyer said,
all the ballots are paper. They always have been, and again, they will be. There is no internet voting. There is no voting by machine. It's all done by paper. The tabulators, which, yes, they are Dominion, and we've always had Dominion, they are all tested before Gail and her crew deploys them out to the various voting areas just to make sure that they're all working correctly. State law requires us to take one precinct from each district, and we recount that to make sure it matched what the tabulator says.
August 31st is a day to remember as the division will review the special general election race to determine if any candidate received 50% plus one vote. If not, the ranked choice tabulation will begin. September 2nd is the target date for the state review board to certify said election. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.